Well, why are they? Well, they've always been. Nothing new about it. The fool hath said in his heart, there's no God. Jesus says men love darkness. Atheism, professed atheism, is a very good cover for doing whatever you want, trying to quell your conscience. So, as Romans 1 says, they do not like to retain God in their knowledge. They do not like it means they don't want God in their knowledge. That's why they are the way they are. They say, we will not have him. Now, the result of that, of course, is in Romans 1, God three times says, God gave them up, God gave them up, God gave them up. That's one of the saddest commentaries in modern British life. You're seeing a nation being given up. You look at what's happening. This is the result of the so-called atheism. This is the result of the godlessness. When you have a parliament that can decide that to believe what the Bible says about marriage under many circumstances is criminal. And if you run a guest house and say, I'm not opening up my guest house to let people live either in sodomy or in fornication under my roof, you'll be fined, and you'll be fined until they put you out of business or put you in jail. They have been given up. They have a corrupt mind. They have a reprobate mind, as the Bible calls it. Now, that's why they are. What do you do? What do you say about their adherence? Well, there are lines of argument that people give, theologians have given for centuries, on the existence of God. For the most part, they're useless. It's not to say there's absolute... I don't want to go too far afield here, but all argument starts on some presupposition. All argument starts on some presupposition. Given the proper starting point, there can be use in these arguments. But you don't win atheists usually by argument. You see, it's not the mind that's the big trouble. Oh, I know the mind is darkened. But it's with the heart man believes. That's the will. And the will is corrupt and depraved. And therefore, you need to give them the word of God that the Holy Spirit has promised to use. As we read tonight, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, that's the best way to deal with them. Challenge them to read the scriptures. Give them the gospel. Be like the young fellow who was on a train and he was rejoicing, and he spoke to his fellow passengers, to him in the carriage, he spoke to him about the Lord. The man said, I don't believe that. The young fellow was just saved. He didn't know what to say, so he just says, he that believeth not shall be damned. I don't believe that either. Well, he that believeth not shall be damned. It's the only verse he could quote. And everything the guy said, well, he that believeth not shall be damned. The man laughed at him, scoffed at him, and finally got off at the station. Went home that night and lay in his bed. Closed his eyes. But instead of getting to sleep, he could hear the distinctive sound of the wheels going over the rail tracks. And with every sound, he that believeth not shall be damned. And the word of God took root in his heart until it got him out of his bed on his knees crying to God for mercy. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen like that all the time. But I am telling you, give them the word. The power is in the word. You see what's wrong with Christians today, and I include myself here. What's wrong with this? We tend to put far too much weight on our ability and our argument. If I witness well enough, if I marshal my arguments well enough, if I do this well enough, then people can be saved. We put too much emphasis on our ability or lack thereof, and we don't put enough trust in the Word of God. That's one thing I learned from Dr. Paisley. I was his first assistant minister, and I learned this from him, that every time he preached, Whether he felt he preached great or preached poorly, whether he was energetic or whether he had run out of energy, sometimes so wiped out that he could hardly stand on his feet, he had such confidence in the Word of God, he expected God to use His Word. And that's why when he appeared on television, they showed part of his service from the Ulster Hall years ago. You know, they didn't mean any good. It was World in Action or something. They didn't mean any good to come out of it. But people were saved through that. Just a brief thing. Atheists wrote to say how they were saved. Atheists. See, the power's in God and His Word. So let's give the Word to the world and let's leave the results with God. That's how you deal with it, like anybody else. Preach the Word. You'll find God's Word is still powerful.